हेलो लर्नर्स, वी आर डिस्कसिंग आवर लेसन नंबर 3, दैट इज़ कल्टीवेशन ऑफ बटन मशरूम। एज वी आर ऑल्सो अवेयर दैट इन आवर कंट्री बटन मशरूम इज़ द मोस्ट पॉपुलर एडिबल मशरूम एंड इट अकाउंट्स फॉर अबाउट 3/4 ऑफ द टोटल मशरूम प्रोडक्शन इन आवर कंट्री। दिस मशरूम इज़ कल्टिवेटेड सीजनली ड्यूरिंग विंटर्स, पर्टिकुलरली इन हिली रीजन्स ऑफ द कंट्री एंड प्लेन्स ऑफ द नॉर्थ इंडिया एंड ऑल्सो थ्रू आउट द ईयर इन कमर्शियल यूनिट्स स्प्रेड इन ऑल पार्ट्स ऑफ द कंट्री। Cultivation of this mushroom requires good knowledge of preparation of compost and the crop management practices. The compost is a selective material on which the desired mushroom has better growth. We also need good understanding of manipulation of environmental conditions like carbon dioxide content, temperature, and humidity during cropping. In this chapter, we will discuss different steps of button mushroom cultivation in detail. And our objectives are, first one is how to identify and select the appropriate type of materials required for making compost for button mushrooms. And second one is the select the different ingredients and make compost using different methods. Third one is the how to pasteurize the compost to make it more suitable for cultivation of button mushroom. And fourth one is the how to identify and manage different environmental parameters during cultivation of button mushroom. First one is the how to prepare compost for button mushroom and what are the ingredients and formulations which are used. We can prepare compost by two methods. First one is the long method and another one is the short method. Long method is an old and a single phase method and takes about a month. And short method is two phase method, that is part of compost is made outside phase one. And rest of the composting is done inside specially made structures called tunnels, that is phase second. Today, long method of composting is in use in very few places in the world. In India, especially in northern parts, this is commonly followed. However, majority of farmers are still making compost by this method. Let us know about the ingredients. Ingredients are, these days compost is mainly prepared using wheat straw, that is 1000 kg, chicken manure 500 kg and gypsum 35 kg and urea 18 kg. Such compost is called semi-synthetic compost. And formulations, essentially we need a carbohydrate material, carbon source, that is provided by wheat, paddy or any other cereal straw or by sugarcane bagasse, sugarcane leaves, mustard stalk, soybean straw, corn cobs or any other cellulosic waste. We also need a nitrogen source like chicken manure, wheat bran, brewer's grain, various bran, crakes or fertilizers. Gypsum is invariably added to obtain the right texture and pH. Growers should avoid the use of chicken manure if compost is to be made using long method of composting, as it is source of many diseases and instead of this, wheat bran should be used. The nitrogen content is balanced using urea, ammonium fertilizers, etc. To initiate a composting process and to minimize the loss of dry matter during composting, 1.5 to 1.75% nitrogen is generally kept in the compounding mixture. At staking, carbon-nitrogen ratio is adjusted to 25:1, which comes down to 16:1 after composting. Generally used formula for short method is wheat straw 1000 kg, wheat bran 250 kg, chicken manure 300 kg, urea 18 kg and gypsum is 35 kg. And the generally used formula for the long method is wheat straw 1000 kg, urea 15 kg, cane 20 kg, superphosphate 10 kg, muriate of potash 10 kg, wheat bran 60 kg, molasses 15 kg and gypsum is 100 kg. And now then we will discuss about how to calculate nitrogen content of mixture. As we have seen that we need specific nitrogen content in our mixture of ingredients before starting the preparation of compost. For this, it is necessary to know the nitrogen content of different materials, their moisture content and quantity proposed to be added. Firstly, we convert the value of raw materials into dry weight and then multiply the dry weight with nitrogen content to work out the nitrogen available in the material. Thereafter, we add the dry weight of the materials and the nitrogen available in these materials and directly work out the nitrogen percentage. And the formula is nitrogen in kg is equal to dry weight in kg multiplied by nitrogen percentage upon 100. and we can calculate dry weight in kg is equal to fresh weight multiplied 100 minus moisture percent upon 100. By this formula, we can calculate the nitrogen percent of the mixture. What are the steps in making compost by long method is? Let us know the steps for making compost by long method. We may use this method for learning purposes or for cultivation at a small scale in areas where facilities for short method of composting are not available. First, we will clean the area thoroughly by spraying 4% formaldehyde solution. We spread the wheat straw on the clean platform and sprinkle water over the straw with a pipeline. Frequently turn straw till it absorbs sufficient moisture. Wetting of the straw may continue up to 24 to 48 hours till it attains 70 to 75% moisture. When the straw is fully wetted, collect it as a low heap. Mix other composting ingredients like chicken manure, wheat bran and other fertilizers. Except gypsum and insecticides and sprinkle water. Keep both wetted straw and these ingredients as such for 24 hours. For this process, around 4 days are required. And at day 0, we mix the two lots of the ingredients, straw plus other additives. The mixed ingredients are then made into a high aerobic pile that is 5 to 6 feet wide and 5 feet high. And at day 1 to 3, we keep the pile as such for 2 days. Temperature of heap start rising and may go up to 70 degree in 24 to 48 hours. Higher temperature is due to biological activity of microorganism. And at day 4, first turning is done. We turn the compost pile. Turning means mixing the material in a manner so that what is inside comes on the outside. This makes the mixture of ingredients homogeneous and aerobic. During reconstruction of pile, water is added whenever required. During the first turning itself, the compounding mixture turns from golden yellow to dark yellow or light brown in color. There is a slight shrinkage in its volume, production of some ammonia and sometimes foul smell if pile is too wide or high or compact. And at day 7, second turning is done. We break open the pile and again turn it inside out. There will be further shrinkage of the pile. It will exhibit higher temperature. Color of the ingredients will further darken. Ammonia production will be higher. White flecks, powdery mass, which are known as the fire fangs, actinomycetes, will also be visible in the outer periphery of the compost, that is indicator of good compost. And at day 10, third turning is done. Again the pile is turned and the required quantity of gypsum, that is 35 kg, is added. And at day 13, 4th turning is done, the compost is turned and stake is made. And at day 16, 5th turning is done, the compost is turned and stake is made again. And at day 19, 6th turning is done, the compost is turned and stake is made again. And at day 22, 7th turning is done, the compost is turned, the insecticide is added during this turning. We may spray malathion at the rate of 0.01% for killing insect and pest. And at day 26, that is filling day, we break open the pile, check for the smell of ammonia. If no ammonia smell is there in the compost and instead a sweet smell is felt, the compost is ready for spawning. If ammonia smell persists, then additional turning are required to be given after every 2 to 3 days. If no ammonia smell, compost is ready for spawning. Spread it to cool it before spawning. What are the features of a good compost? It is very important to identify good compost as this is the basis for good mushroom production. A good compost should be dark brown in color, should not be greasy or sticky, should have distinct sweet, inoffensive smell, free from ammonia smell, should have about 65 to 67% moisture and at the pH of 7.2 to 7.8. There should not be visible growth of other undesirable organisms except for the fire frangs. These are actinomycetes and it should be free from insect and nematodes. And the second method of short method of composting is phase 1. Or it is also called outdoor composting. In this, before starting the composting, we wet the ingredients, wheat straw and chicken manure are wetted thoroughly till they absorb sufficient water. That is around 75%. Least water is collected in a goody pit constructed for the purpose and it is regularly reused for batting the materials. After thorough wetting of the substrate, a simple heap or stake is made out of such materials. We break open the stake after 2 days, add water to the dry portions and again make a stake. Thereafter, we start the preparation of compost. Just like long method of composting, on 0 day, break open the stake and then add the entire quantities of other raw materials like urea and wheat bran. Water is also added if required and a high aerobic stake is made. We can also do phase 1 in bunkers which are open uninsulated enclosures where these are pipes in the floor at distance of 30 to 40 cm with small holes at 30 to 40 cm distance. After pre-wetting for 2 days and thorough mixing of all the ingredients, we ship the material to bunkers where temperature of 75 to 80 degree centigrade is achieved inside the compost. Air can be injected regularly or in pulses and material is shifted to next bunker after mixing 2 to 3 days. We make about 3 to 4 such changes or turnings before the composting material is shifted to tunnels for phase 2. At the end of phase 1, we can see that compost is brownish throughout. Moisture at this stage is around 72 to 75%. We can test it by squeezing part of composting in our hand. When a squeezed drop of water appear between the fingers, at this stage, compost has a strong smell of ammonia. Phase 2 of composting. We perform this phase in a pasteurization tunnel. A tunnel is an insulated room with perforated floor through which air can be introduced or recirculated. Recirculation duct has an opening for the introduction of fresh air. This opening normally has a 2 micron washable HDPE filter. The size and design of tunnel will vary depending upon the amount of compost to be prepared. We can divide the phase 2 process into 3 stages, namely 1. Pre-pasteurization conditioning PPC, 2nd one is the pasteurization kiln, and the 3rd one is the post-pasteurization conditioning POPC. At all stages, we provide at least 10 to 20% fresh air and at no stage we stop the introduction of fresh air completely. First one is the pre-pasteurization conditioning. After filling the compost in the tunnel, the temperature of the compost starts rising. Recirculation of air is started and 10 to 20% fresh air is given. During this phase of composting, whole of the compost mass is brought into a temperature range of 45 to 52 degree centigrade, which is optimum for the growth of thermophilic flora. During this phase, major part of ammonia gets fixed in lignin humus complex or as microbial biomass and excess of ammonia is released into the atmosphere. Second one is the pasteurization. We start pasteurization after a day or so when temperature starts rising above 55 degree centigrade. We can slightly reduce fresh air at this stage that helps in further increase in temperature. Main purpose of pasteurization is to kill or inactivate harmful organisms. Compost is pasteurized properly when temperature in middle of the pile is 59 degree centigrade for 4 to 6 hours. In active compost, this temperature reaches automatically and in few cases, use of live steam to heat up the compost may become essential. Temperature above 60 degree centigrade is harmful as this temperature may kill all kinds of organisms necessary for the remaining part of phase 2. Third one is the post-pasteurization conditioning. After pasteurization, we slowly lower the temperature to a range of 45 to 52 degree centigrade. At this temperature, thermophilic organism can grow easily. POPC again regenerates the lost thermophilic organism during pasteurization. Besides keeping compost at a particular range of temperatures, that is 45 to 52 degree centigrade, during this phase, enough of oxygen is supplied to the compost mass to maintain fully aerobic conditions. In fact, at no stage the fresh air should be completely closed as the compost is a living material. Both pasteurization and conditioning make the compost selective for the growth of white button mushroom. Characteristics of the compost after phase 2. Compost should be dark brown in color, full of thermophilic fungi and actinomycetes. should be soft. Straw breaks rather easily. Moisture around 64 to 66%. Pleasant sweet smell. No stickiness. Hand stay clean and dry. Nitrogen content should be more than 2%. And ammonia level should be below 10 ppm. Procedure for cultivation of button mushroom. The major steps involved are mixing spawn into the compost, allowing the mycelium to spread in the compost, then put a layer of soil, that is called casing, over it. After mycelium penetrates into the casing soil, temperature is lowered down and fresh air is given. And for spawning, spawn run and casing, soon after cooling the compost in tunnel, mix the spawn with the compost at the rate of 0.5 to 1% and fill the spawned compost in bags. Farmers cultivating mushroom in huts spread the compost on bed up to the depth of 4 to 6 inches and do the spawning on beds itself. Bags can be filled up to a feet. Normally 10 to 12 kg compost is filled per bag. We keep the bags at a temperature of 23 to 24 degrees centigrade. And for cropping, we do watering just after casing to keep it wet. Temperature is kept around 25 degrees centigrade for a week or so. During this period, mycelium travels into casing soil. After this stage, we gradually lower the temperature of 16 to 18 degrees centigrade and introduce fresh air to lower the carbon dioxide concentration to 1000 to 1500 parts per million, that is called ppm. It induces pinning, small pin head size fruiting bodies which mature into the fruit. And in brief, first we done the spawning. Add spawn 1% to the compost, like 10 kg per ton compost at the 0 day, and then shift bags to cropping room for spawn run. In this, spawn run takes place. At this time, temperature should be 25 degrees centigrade and no fresh air should be given, and humidity should be at the 85%. And after 11 to 14 days, we put casing soil on the top after complete spawn run, that is called casing. At this stage, temperature should be 25 degrees centigrade, no fresh air should be given, and humidity should be 85%. And after 7 to 10 days, mycelium grows up to the top in casing soil, that is called case run. At this stage, temperature should be 16 to 18 degrees centigrade, and the carbon dioxide should be less than 1500 ppm, and the humidity maintained should be 90%. And after 7 to 10 days, a small pin head start appearing on casing soil, that is called pinning. At this stage, temperature should be 18 degrees centigrade and the carbon dioxide level should be less than 1500 ppm and humidity should be 85%. And after 4 to 5 days, first flush 3 to 4 centimeter diameter mushroom harvested, that is called harvesting. At this stage, temperature should be 16 to 18 degrees centigrade. Carbon dioxide should be less than 1500 ppm and humidity maintain 85 to 90%. And after 7 to 10 days, second flush for 3 to 4 centimeter diameter mushroom harvested, that is second flush. Harvesting and post-harvest storage. One of the major problems of mushroom in their short shelf life. And soon after harvesting, we should keep these at low temperature at the 6 to 8 degrees centigrade and also transport in refrigerated vans. Packaging can be done in punnets or small boxes instead of poly bags. The mushrooms can be canned, freeze-dried or used for making pickles and number of other products. Economics and profitability measures. Cultivation under natural conditions during winter season require little facilities as compared to cultivation under controlled conditions throughout the year. The cost of cultivation thus is more under controlled than that under natural conditions. In general, the cost of production of white button mushroom under natural condition is rupees 50 to 55 rupees per kg, whereas under controlled condition it may be around 60 rupees per kg. The selling price varies from rupees 70 to 100 depending on season and demand. We can enhance profits through value addition, thus growing mushroom in a highly profitable venture. It is, however, very important to maintain hygiene and strictly follow the cultivation protocol. And how to harvest and pack mushrooms? Mushroom harvesting is an art. We need to pick each mushroom by gently rotating, hold it lightly in our fingers and cut the stipe in a manner that cut part falls into the bin meant for it and the mushroom is put in punnet or bag. Trained workers can harvest 2 to 3 mushrooms simultaneously, hold in different fingers and cut their stipes. It has been observed that in many parts, mushrooms are just picked in bulk, pulled and then cut. This results in spoiling of mushrooms and there is no alternative except to wash such mushrooms. This involves washing in water using potassium metabisulfite, that is called KMS, a commonly used preservative in food industry. It improper dose leads to yellowing of mushrooms and in any case, the shelf life of washed mushroom is less than unwashed mushrooms. Hence, it is better to harvest in a standard manner and avoid washing. All over the world and also in many parts of India, particularly Maharashtra and South India, the mushrooms are sold unwashed. Packing is done in punnets or poly bags. It is important that there should be holes for aeration, otherwise the mushroom will get spoiled very soon. Wherever possible, the mushroom should be kept in cool place at the temperature of 4 to 8 degrees centigrade just after harvest. Watering of bags should be done after harvesting of mushroom as wet mushrooms have shorter shelf life. At last, let us summarize the important points you have learnt in this lesson. Button mushroom is most popular in our country and accounts for 3/4 of the total mushroom production of the country. And major ingredients of compost are straw, chicken manure, bran, fertilizers and gypsum. The nitrogen content of the starting mixture should be between 1.5 to 1.75%. It is important to ferment the compost to make it selective for the growth of button mushroom. And another is compost can be prepared either by long or short method. Long method is a single phase method and takes about 28 days. And is a primitive and less preferred method. Another is short method is a two-phase system where part of the composting is done outside called phase 1 and remaining part is done closed structure called tunnels, that is phase 2. During pasteurization, the temperature should not exceed 60 degrees centigrade. Composting is aerobic fermentation and to provide oxygen at all stages, the compost is turned regularly and fresh air is introduced in the compost for below. The ready compost should have no smell of ammonia and have pH of 7.2 to 7.8. After spanning, the compost is kept in rooms at 25 degrees centigrade. Span run takes up to 2 weeks after which casing is done and temperature is still kept at 25 degrees centigrade for 10 days or so till mycelium penetrates casing soil. And to introduce fruiting, the temperature in the cropping room is lower to 16 to 18 degrees centigrade and carbon dioxide content is lower to 1000 to 1500 ppm by introducing fresh air at regular intervals. And next is mushrooms appear in flushes. Seasonal growers take 5 to 7 flushes or till the mushrooms cap on appearing. Commercial units take 2 to 3 flushes. And next is after harvest, mushrooms are preferably kept at low temperature 4 to 8 degrees centigrade and packed in punnets. So our learners, I hope this lesson will be useful for you. Thank you so much.